AC/DC was just about to go ballistic when tragedy struck on February 19, 1980.
I'd like to say that this is Bon. Bon AC/DC. Really?
The Australian rock star was found unconscious in a friend's car. Police believe that Bon Scott had been drinking with the friend and had been left in the car to sleep off the effects of the alcohol. Later, when he was unable to rouse Scott, the friend drove him to King's College Hospital in South London, where he was declared dead on arrival. A post-mortem will be carried out later today to establish the cause of death, but police say they don't suspect foul play. They also believe there were no drugs involved.
Bon was cremated 10 days later in Fremantle, an event that was barely reported in Australian media. Several days later, Bon's friends received Christmas cards 2 months late. He'd forgotten to pay the correct postage.
The J-Files.
Malcolm and Angus wanted AC/DC to go on. Everyone said Bon would have wanted it that way, so they started looking for a new singer. A 14-year-old fan from Chicago sent a suggestion in the mail, Brian Johnson from the band Geordie. The Scotsman with the jackhammer lungs was located working in a garage in Newcastle, Scotland. He was auditioned and hired on the spot.
The first gig we ever did together was in Belgium, and these guys all had big banners of them. Welcome, Brian, good luck. You know, this was a wonderful introduction to the big time that I didn't expect.
In April, the band went to the Bahamas to record Back in Black, the tribute album. Bon had already written songs, but they were abandoned as a sign of respect. In July of 1980, with an all-black cover, Back in Black was released and became the highest-selling heavy metal album of its time.
I can remember from the gig you did up here in Brisbane for the Back in Black album, and you had the big bell and you tied pineapples to it, and you were... you remember that?
I can't remember much about the early 80s at all, mate, but anyway. But I remember the first gigs in Australia were magic for me, you know. After having to replace Bon, and he was a bit of a national hero there, you know. I mean, he still is, you know, he should be, rightly so.
In 1981, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap was finally released in America and started outselling Back in Black for a time. AC/DC were becoming superstars. In late 81, they finished For Those About to Rock, and after a world tour lasting almost a year, they recorded Flick of the Switch, and drummer Phil Rudd left the band exhausted. Simon Wright was the drummer on the next three albums, 1985's Fly on the Wall, Who Made Who in 1986, and Blow Up Your Video in 1988.
We toured most of the year through 88, and then we had a break of a year, but during that year we had to write new songs for Razor's Edge.
Veteran drummer Chris Slade stepped in for the next album, The Razor's Edge, in 1990, and the 1992 live album.
Years since the last studio album, you know, but then we went on tour for 2 years, you know, had a couple of months off, and then we all met up in Los Angeles, and we did that thing with Big Arnie Schwarzenegger, you know, for his movie. And then we met last year, we got back together, we had about 9 months off. I think that's the longest break we've ever had, you know.
And Phil Rudd rejoined them for the much anticipated Ballbreaker album.
It was almost like he'd never been away. It was really spooky, man. I can't quite describe it. You know, I just sat down and I just went, Jesus, where did the last 10 years go?